the reason why the mom's saying that is because she was probably partying and, you know, getting herself involved in some pretty degenerate stuff. Which, look, listen, I like partaking in some degenerate stuff like that too, if you know what I'm saying. Welcome back to the Bromar Show. This is the show where we talk about things that are trending in internet culture and also living life as a guy in his 20s. I am your host, and go ahead and make sure you follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Also, go ahead and follow the Bromar Show on TikTok, Instagram, at the Bromar Show, and also follow and subscribe to the YouTube channel at the Bromar Show on YouTube. And to be honest, I ran out of ideas recently, which is why I've been postponing some episodes. But it's okay, I think I may have found something here, and it's going to have to do with college. So we'll talk about that here in just a couple moments. But first, obviously, I would like to apologize for not putting out an episode recently for about almost 2 weeks here. And I'm going to be honest with you, I think I just haven't been having as much fun as I thought I was. You remember back in the good old days of the Bromar Show where I was wild and all this mess? And I just can't seem to be as funny or entertaining as I was back then. Maybe the energy died off a little bit, and perhaps from being on the internet a little too much, it has jaded me. It's like, I'm tired of it. Especially with the whole entire Kanye West situation, where Adidas has removed him from a sponsor, whatever that happened, and other affiliate lines. And then Elon Musk officially has acquired Twitter and now is charging their verified users to pay $8 a month to have the blue check mark. Which, I mean, it's a huge mess because on one side you have people bitching and complaining about it, and it's mostly the big figures, the rich motherfuckers that are complaining about it. It's just $8 a month. You have the money. Come on. But in that same return, you know, it's, I don't know. It's really tricky because you would get banned or censored if it said some fucked up shit. But now, I wouldn't say it's still like not really free speech. You have a little more opportunity to be free. You can say whatever outlandish shit, but I'll tell you what, people are definitely going to be a little more aggressive about it. So it's just, I don't know. It's really weird how this is going to go down in regards to that. And I really don't want to talk about those two topics too much because it's like, man, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's not depressing, but it's like, it's really hard to make something fun out of it. Like, I would throw a joke about it or a punchline about this, but yeah. It's just, it has felt recently that I just haven't been as entertaining as I used to be or as fun as I used to be. And I don't know, perhaps from what happened in 2020, we were all locked down. Maybe that jaded me a little bit, but yeah. It's like stuff like that. I don't know. It's really hard now to make fun of. But, and when it comes down to this, the best thing I can do right now on the Bromar Show, maybe try to keep things a little real. And I may be heading that direction with this topic here coming up. Have you always wondered what it's like being a Pokemon trainer? Well, you should definitely go ahead and subscribe to The Bromar Show on YouTube, where I am currently doing a playthrough of Pokemon Colosseum, which happened to be a game series originally released on the GameCube and definitely made a mark on the franchise and is iconic for just basically the entire theme of it. So go ahead and check out The Bromar Show on YouTube. Like, subscribe, and make sure you turn on the push notifications so it can notify you when I have another Pokemon playthrough coming up. When in doubt, when I run out of ideas, I might as well just go on Reddit. And I ended up going here on r/college because your boy here was a college student before. And I'm not going to lie to you, the college life wasn't too bad. I don't know if I would ever do it again. If I were, man, y'all are going to have to pay me. Like, y'all are going to have to pay me because college is not, it's not cheap. And it's really expensive. And I mean, I had to pay off my student loans. and my sister's actually struggling to pay hers, like legitimately. This question piqued my interest on the subreddit because I think this is just something that I should address, that I should talk about, because hey, one of my favorite like radio personalities, Tom Likas, has touched on this before, but more in like the high school sense. I'm going to go ahead and touch on this maybe a little deeper and see what I can think of here, because I totally feel what this person's saying. So the question is, how do I stay motivated when I constantly hear university is the best years of your life? I don't know. Look, listen. I mean, if you have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go to 8 a.m. classes, and then you have to walk in the blistering cold to get to your class because they won't cancel it because they just don't want to, and then you have to turn assignments on time and all this mess, yada, yada, yada. You have deadlines like every week, and I get it. We want to have fun, but it's really hard to when you have all this shit going around, you know? So this account by the name of, I don't know, maybe useful, but no. What a way to degrade somebody or themselves. I sure don't feel great about the constant spam from every corner that uni is supposed to be the best time of my life. Heck, I study a hard major and it's pain to be alive day by day while I watch my roommates have fun. But my problem is, how the hell am I supposed to feel motivated when I'm constantly brainwashed that life is going to get worse and worse as I'm older? Even adults are saying this, which I think is very interesting that they're bringing this up. I would say these people that are saying university is the best years of your life, don't listen to them, all right? In fact, go ahead and listen to Tom Likas. He'll send you in the right direction, I promise. May not like what he says, but he talks about the whole entire like prom thing where they think that prom is like the best thing of their life and nothing could get better than that, which that honestly is a fucking lie. I'll tell you that. Things definitely got better after high school for me. Like, I definitely got much happier after high school. And after college, after I paid off my student loans, even fucking happier. Jesus. Oh, man. Like, I honestly feel that I did more of the partying and degenerate stuff after I graduated college, honestly, because the only thing now I had to worry about is getting paid. In college, like, you're not getting paid, like, very rarely, and what you do there is you just do assignments and just turn them in on time, and, like, it's a fucking hassle. I'll tell you that. There are some comments here that are trying to motivate the user here. One says, people are obsessed with youth and idealize the carefree college days probably very few actually experience. I love college so much I went back for a PhD and hoped to be a professor, but my life at 30-something now is way better than it was in my undergrad days. Which, it's really good. And to be honest, I'm going to be real with you. If you are in college or you're planning to go to college and you're feeling this type of way, people are telling you that university is the best years of your life, but you don't feel that way, I mean, it's okay. You have the final say in whether you want to continue your education or not. At the end, it is very important, like, what you find more satisfying in your life. Because, look, listen, college, not a bad place to go. And I don't necessarily regret going to college. I mean, I sort of regret paying for it. But attending college, not really something I would regret, to be honest, because I did meet some wonderful people in college and wonderful connections. I probably have mentioned him several times on my podcast, have shouted him out just because the fact that I have history with him, I worked with him, and, you know, we're pretty good friends. JBK, he's actually a broadcaster. He was big in broadcasting back in college, and he still continues to do his, you know, kind of broadcasting career via podcasting, and I go way back with him, and I'm glad I've met him. 100%. And then I had this gal on my podcast before as a guest. Her name is Gianna. She is a jazz artist. Her and I, we go way back. And it's funny enough, we actually live 10 minutes away from each other. That's hilarious. And trying to get involved in the jazz scene as much as we can. And for sure, I'll definitely have her back again. And this time, I'm going to try to make it the best podcast episode ever. I met some really good people in college. I'll definitely give college that. And I probably could have done it without college, you're right. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Somebody said, I don't know where people are getting this idea from. I found college to be way more stressful than working. For most jobs, your work ends once you walk out the door. In college, there's always more work to do and you're also broke all the time. That is actually true. You have any idea like how like pressed and stressed I was after class because I just knew I had to work on this assignment and I had to do this and I had to do that. And you know what's funny? To this day, I still have nightmares about college. The fact that I'm in school and I'm just like, oh shit, I forgot to do an assignment. Did I write this down on my planner? Where's my syllabus? I need to know which assignment's done this day. Like, like I legitimately still have nightmares like that, that I'm still in college and that I forgot to turn in an assignment because I didn't write it on my planner or I lost the syllabus and lost track of time. Like, you have no idea. You know, now that I think about it, this may be an issue. If I'm constantly having dreams about college, it'd be just not turning assignments in on time. I might need to go see a therapist for that. It's really funny because I actually thought about going back to school for art, but then I'm like, I just want to paint and draw. I don't want to learn nothing about the history of art, okay? I mean, if we're talking about structure, proportions, and the fundamentals, sure. But anything like, oh, can you write a paper about? No, I'm here to draw. I don't want to write. Let me draw. Let me paint. That's it, okay? Let me come up with some paintings. Jeez. Maybe with digital art. Honestly, I think I might just take an art course. Like, I think that'll be cheaper. And I honestly feel like I need to work on my art a little better. But anyway, let's go back with the whole entire college thing here. There's this tweet I've seen go around that says something like, you didn't love college. You loved living in a walkable community. And like, I can't deny that. That is facts. Like, living in a walkable community, it's pretty dope. In college, it's easier to have a life outside of work, school, and home. At least if you live on or near campus, you're surrounded by people your own age, and many of them share your values and priorities. That's also facts. There are all sorts of clubs and events to go to. There are different kinds of places you can go hang out, and you don't need a car to do these things. When you're an adult, it's really hard to find a place like that. I think that's actually true. Again, because now, as an adult, I mean, sometimes I try to go out, but just to kind of like, you know, keep my social skills so I don't become, you know, awkward or something. Got to keep the social skills at least in tune. But it's actually harder to find friends or just people to kind of mingle with in regards to that because it's like everybody else already has their life. They have their own things. They live in different places, etc. Different priorities, different stages in life. So it's kind of hard to keep up with them, kind of hard to schedule anything with them. And yeah, I do agree with that 100%. Are the same thing about in high school and college is so much better for me. I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, that is, well, the reason why for me college was better is because I was just out of high school. And then once I was out of college, like, you know, I do miss being a music director for the jazz station. But at the same time, I moved on to better things. And now I'm just like, you know, doing better than I was doing in college for sure, 100%. And I definitely do want to get better, which is why I'm kind of testing around the idea of streaming and gaming, etc. You know, may not be good at commentating or live streaming it, but other than that, it's better to, you know, get our feet wet with it and learn if it's for us or not, or whatever mistakes we need to. Someone here says, life has only gotten better since college, and I enjoyed college, but you couldn't pay me enough to go back. And to my knowledge, all my adult friends would agree. I think adults over-exaggerate how great any particular time is, a misguided attempt to get you just to focus on and enjoy that phase. But in my experience, each phase has been better than the last. That's facts. And another gal says, even my mom has been saying that she loved her college days the most. All right, I'm going to be real with that gal. So the reason why the mom's saying that is because she was probably partying and, you know, getting herself involved in some pretty degenerate stuff. Which, look, listen, I like partaking in some degenerate stuff like that too, you know what I'm saying. But she said, I think that's only because it's how she viewed her college years in relation to her other years. She wanted to become either a mechanical engineer, thought she couldn't afford after seeing their clothing, or an accountant, but she decided to become a nurse since her aunt told her that there's a lot of nursing opportunities in the U.S. Obviously, it's just 9 times out of 10, the gals pick nursing. which, hey, look, listen. Cool. We need more nursing because your boy here gets pretty reckless when he's on the street sometimes and still wants his life saved or soul snatched, if you know what I'm saying. Make it the next Johnny Sins film. I hope you guys get that. I hope you guys get that. But I hear some people talk about how they didn't like high school and or college but love their job even with the adult responsibilities. In my experience, I realized college is somehow not that different from my experiences in middle school and high school in a way. There's a mix of sad and happy moments since it's just another stage in life. Okay, good. Oh, this is a good one right here. The people who are saying that are the ones who partied every weekend, skipped classes, graduated with a bunch of debt and no real network or knowledge, and then watch their life go downhill ever since. Ignore them. I would say I would agree with that. That's actually the core basis of that thing. The reason why these people are saying university is their best years of their lives, it is because they're there to party and do all that mess. And look, listen, it's great to do that every once in a while, all right? But these people, because their parents are paying for it or they had scholarships, that's why they're saying that. And you might say, well, the athletes are more than likely the ones that are kind of saying this. I don't know. If I think about it, I remember, I mean, yeah, there were some party athletes. But then there was like the half of them that were like, hey, I got to go to sleep. I got to work out, man. You know, I got to work out and then go to bed, do homework because I'm trying to be on the team. I'm still trying to do this football thing. I'm trying to get my, you know, lunch and board still paid. Like, I'm trying to actually be responsible, which I think that's actually good because the jocks, they get the bad rep for being idiots and irresponsible and partiers. But in reality, majority of the jocks I met, they're actually pretty cool and smart. They're just like, all right, I just worked out. I'm kind of tired. I need to rest because, you know, I got to be in top shape so I can beat the next team or my opponent. Like, these guys are badasses for sure, 100%. All right, so I got another one here. So this one says, if it helps, I'm 32 and my college age years were absolute dog shit. The pandemic has been better. University being the best time of your life is for privileged dumbasses who didn't do shit. The small section of people paid for by parents with no or little stress. There's some things that get worse, but overall being able to afford to live and do things you like, having clear work hours and schedule, and being old enough, no one's being a dick means shit's way better. I mean, right now, yes, it's the best time of my life, but that's because I went back during the best time so far. There will be struggles. You'll, on average, be less energetic and more out of shape later. You'll probably have less midday breaks and holidays if American, but you also get a ton of bonuses of being older. Most of this shit you can make up. So yeah, do some stuff to enjoy college now. There's the opportunity for some things that are easier and tell people that are wanting to shut the fuck up or geez, that sucks for you. So don't worry when things sort of suck. College sort of sucks a lot. The people waxing poetic don't remember college sucking. Nostalgia be like that, which I do agree. And honestly, the only thing I probably regret about college is that I probably should have, you know, got laid more because there were just a lot of gals there and I just had no idea. I was inexperienced. I didn't know how to really, you know, get to that point. All right, so now that we went over through that Reddit post and read through some comments, I should kind of try to ramble on and see what I can add to this. So bear with me here if I get lost. But I'm glad that this was brought up and this person asked that because it's just really interesting seeing some people kind of go down this fucking path that they think that this is going to be like their best years of their life. Little do they know that after they graduate college, it gets even better. Like for me, it got even better. Like I met gals that, I mean, went to the same college I went to, but never met them because as soon as I graduated, they enrolled the semester after I graduated, which, I mean, is really cool. And I ended up learning more after college, honestly. The learning experience, the learning process, it doesn't stop after college because the thing is professors teach you certain methods or their own methods from their personal life and they're trying to do the best to help you out, at least supposedly. You know, there's a community that argues that are saying professors are terrible and that they try to brainwash you or indoctrinate you, which I understand there are type of professors like that. I do. But then there are others that actually try to help you out because it's like, hey, look, listen, I'm really old and I'm tired of doing this. So I'm going to give you my honest advice here. You fucking suck and get it together. All right. Oh, man. But I mean, times change. Times constantly changing. And we're definitely in an era where things are constantly changing more than ever. And I mean, professors, think about it. Majority of them, they're boomers. And look, not all boomers are like this, but majority of boomers have a hard time adjusting to the current times, the new times. And I just think that you'll learn a lot more after school because it's like you have the chance to adapt. After you graduate, like you will have the opportunity to adapt to whatever environment you are just placed into. And that's honestly how I am right now. Just looking back at it, you know, I had a completely different way of thinking. I had different set of opinions back then when I was in college because that was just the environment I was exposed to. And after graduation, after I left college, now, like, I actually have to have my own opinions and believe what I personally think is right or is good or is bad or is okay, whatever the case may be. And I have to be more objective about it because I'm on my own here. I don't have, I mean, obviously, I still have friends here and there, but, like, I don't see them as much as I used to back in college. In college, I would see them damn near every day. Here, like, every once in a while, every once in a blue moon, I would see them in public. And it would be easier to have, like, the same common beliefs or experiences in college because we were basically hanging out together. But now, by ourselves, on our own, we have to have our own opinions. And our own, obvious responsibilities, but our own, we have to think for ourselves now. Like, that's the reality of college. So, if you're going to school, you plan to go to school, okay? Your way of thinking is going to change throughout the future, 100%. Your way of thinking is going to be different in college, and people telling you that university sounds fun, trust me, it's not. It's not. Especially if you wake up for 8 a.m. classes or you go to night classes. Oh my goodness, it's exhausting. And look, it might be a good investment for you to make better money in the future. Like, I understand it. But now it's even more crucial than ever to actually ask yourself this question and really be serious about what you actually want in life. All right, what is your goal? Like, do you want to get a house somewhere outside the country and just live there? Or you want to travel the world without worrying about money issues, or you want to travel the world so much that you want to get tired of it? You have to have goals in mind. For me, I remember, like, I honestly didn't think like that back then, but now my goal is to actually get a house in Vegas and on the weekends or on my free time drive over to California, have a little vacation for myself, or drive over to Washington if I want to do the long ass drive, or Colorado, Grand Canyon, Arizona, whatever state, like, is near. I mean, I can do that here in the Midwest. Like, I drove to Chicago, and it was actually cool. But, I mean, I think Chicago is, like, the most, like, the only thing I find exciting here in the Midwest. But I'm telling you, if I went to Las Vegas, I would be driving to California every weekend. I guarantee you. Or I would go to Redwood Forest, or I would go to the Grand Canyon, like, I think I have more variety of places to go if I move to Vegas. That's why I want to do it. But yeah, now my goal in mind is to actually, you know, get a house in Vegas somehow in the next 10 to 15 years and then basically hang around with those important to me. So it's not a bad goal. By the way, I don't know if I've actually mentioned her before, Anna K. Hutchinson from the For Change Be Bold podcast. She's actually from Las Vegas. So if she ends up hearing this, hey, just a heads up, I do have that plan in mind and I may go there in a couple years maybe. But I definitely want to visit Vegas again for sure. And I think people just kind of got to think about that a little bit nowadays. Because then it's like, how are you going to get there? Are you going to just start working till you get enough money and then move there? Or are you going to, you know, make things a little kind of colorful by going to college and then get yourself in debt or whatever, or tie yourself out there, etc. But again, I don't want to say college is a scam, all right? I really don't. But I'm just going to tell you, if you're going to go to college, and I'm pretty sure you already are in college, but if you plan to enroll next semester, this is what's in hand. It's going to suck. There's going to be times you're going to have 8 a.m. classes, morning classes, You're going to have night classes, and it damn near feels like a 9-to-5. And the worst part is you don't get paid. And if you do get paid, you get paid with extra credit or with keeping your GPA, which, again, is fucking miserable. To some extent, it does teach you to be a little more responsible. Like back in high school, they were spoon feeding you all this mess, etc. Yada, yada, yada. In college, you don't turn in your assignment. I mean, that's on you, bro. But I mean, I have nothing else to add. I just wanted to go on that spiel about it because I think it's important people to start thinking about college lives, their college careers. And if they hate it, they absolutely don't like it, and they're not having the fun they were supposed to, well, it's time to make a change in your life. That's all I'm saying. All right, so that pretty much is going to do it for me. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you go ahead and follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. And also go ahead and follow The Bromar Show on Instagram, which is at The Bromar Show. And that's going to do it for me. Until next time.